Mike Pentek, KDKA.
Oh, I'll tell you what, I gotta admire the fact that folks like State Representative Mark Mustio keep going after what they think is the right thing to do. He is a Republican. He's in Allegheny County. He's a good man. He's the prime sponsor of a bill. It's House Bill 1010. Not that that matters, but there are some people out there who love to know the numbers of the House bill. I'm calling about House Bill 1010. Oh, okay. But what does it do? Well, this bill would legalize video gaming gambling terminals in various places of Pennsylvania, introducing legislation to legalize video gaming. And I'll tell you what, this should have been done 10 years ago, as far as I'm concerned. State Representative Mark Mustio right now on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Good to have you back.
Hey, it's good to be here. How are you?
I'm good. Next time you're in town, I guess you're in Harrisburg now, aren't you?
I drove from Harrisburg today, so I'm back in Moon Township right now.
Oh, okay. Well, you're right down the road. If I didn't know that, I would have said, come on up to the studio here. I thought you were still in Harrisburg. Hey, what does this legislation do? Let's talk about the overview right now and then get into the fine print.
Yeah, if you have a liquor license or you're a truck stop, you'll be able to have five video gaming machines, which are slot machines, in your establishment. And if you're a truck stop, you get 10. And the idea is that we're going to regulate and legalize something that's going on illegally in our Commonwealth now. In fact, just got an interesting email from a colleague who, he says, further, I have to share some stories about how much money is running through our rural desolate clubs. The numbers are staggering.
What
is
it?
To have these machines. And, you know, we have a two-front battle, right? I mean, we got people that are against gambling altogether.
Yeah.
But it's already going on.
Yeah, absolutely.
As the, you know, when we put the lottery in, it legalized what the numbers operations that were running, right?
Yeah, except they didn't pay. The lottery never pays off as well as, at least in some cases, when the daily number, as the bookies used to. And I don't know whether that's still true or not, but it was true at one time.
Yeah. So the idea is to diversify. You know, we have casinos that, you know, when they first came in were great for the state, and the revenues from the slots have really flattened out over the last 6-7 years as they've built casinos in our neighboring states on our borders, right?
Right.
So as a business owner, what we want to do, obviously, is see our income continue to rise. And as Pennsylvania, as partners in a business, we're saying, look, you guys are diversifying in other states. We want to diversify our operations here and bring out of the shadows something that's happening in Pennsylvania right now, legalize it, capture some revenue on it, and, you know, move on. But it's going to be a battle against the casinos. They have, if you go to the Gaming Board website, you'll see pages and pages of high-powered lobbyists working for them. And it's just, you know, a few of us reps and senators that are fighting the fight.
Well, we're talking about State Representative Mark Mustio about his bill. How many times have they introduced this, and have you been involved in this?
I've been involved since last session. Paul Costa from Pittsburgh has been on
a Democrat.
For a good 10 years.
Yeah.
And persuaded me to go to Illinois a couple years ago to see how they've done this. And mm-hmm. It's just been a real boon for them out there. Yeah. They've had basically about $120 million, $130 million reduction in slot revenue. And they've gained $1 billion from their VGTs. And that's without the city of Chicago participating.
VGT is video gaming terminal. Is that what that stands for?
Terminal,
okay.
Right.
Yeah. So and this is bipartisan stuff here, quite frankly. But you know, there are people like me who don't gamble, but I have no problem with this whatsoever. And in fact, those of us, I'll just speak for myself, but I know that I'm speaking for other people out here who don't really gamble, but have no problem whatsoever seeing this stuff put into place and taxed, because frankly, we don't want to be taxed anymore. Let somebody else pay the tax. Let the people who want to gamble, let them gamble and pay those taxes. Let the people who want to smoke all they want and pay those taxes. Then we don't have to. Is it selfish on my part? I guess so. I'll concede to that. I will fess up to that.
You pretty much described me.
Okay. So do you think that because this is bipartisan, and according to the news release here, you also have support in the Senate as well, not just in your House.
Yes, Senator Reschenthaler, my senator, and senator from the South Hills and the West Hills area and the Quaker Valley area is prime sponsoring the bill in the Senate. And that's what makes this different than last time. This is the first time we've had a senator this much on board. We've really vetted the issue in the House last session. We've made some changes. Guy with his magisterial justice background has tightened up some of the background checks, and he's really brought a lot to the table. So it's great to be working with him. This is actually the first issue he and I've worked on together in such a high profile way.
So do you think
he's a solid?
So we're talking with State Representative Mark Mustio. He's a Republican from here in Allegheny County, Moon Township. You're at your office right now, then, I take it.
Well, I'm not, but I'm calling from someone else's office.
Oh,
right,
okay.
Now, so.
All right, that's fine.
The schedule gets tight, right?
I did not. When I called this morning and I talked to your guy in Harrisburg, I thought that you were in Harrisburg. I thought you were still there, and for some reason I had that impression. He didn't actually say that, but here's what he did tell me though. He said this was one of the most packed news conferences when you announced this ever.
It was something else. It was interesting because Paul Costa made the comment. They had a press conference last week or 2 weeks ago on the Affordable Care Act, and he said there were three people there.
Yeah, and this one,
but there were probably 50 to 75 people in the room. I mean, there were obviously a lot of lobbyists, but a lot of media as well. There were a lot of good questions asked. So, we've really vetted it. I think from a revenue standpoint, obviously, the sooner we get it implemented and up and running, the better. We're going to have representatives and senators that have casinos in their areas that are going to absolutely fight this, but the facts speak for themselves, and we only have 20 minutes on the phone here right now, but Mike, if you have time, I'd be happy to come to your office and kind of lay it out. It'd probably take a half hour, but all the bullet points really are in the Illinois Gaming Board 2016 report. I mean, it's a win for the state.
Well, what I was suggesting was that sometime we'll have you come into the studio and take calls, and we'll talk about all kinds of things. Actually, I do have another segment with you coming up that you just referenced. We do have about another 15, 10 minutes or so at least. To talk, and I do want to talk about the budget. I do want to talk about a couple of other things here. But in 60 seconds, what's driving all of this is this insatiable desire for more revenue because the state's got this big budget deficit, right? And you don't want to raise these general fund taxes like the sales tax. You don't want to raise the income tax, right? I mean, that's what's driving this, is it not?
That's right. And this is basically a user type fee. There are some that are against it, but there probably will be cuts in this budget. That's okay as long as we're making cuts in the right area. I mean, there's some things that government spends money on, like a lot of the corporate stuff we do. I'm not sure we necessarily need to do all those type of grants and whatnot, but
all right. So let's pick this up in just a few minutes. We'll spend a few more minutes with State Representative Mark Mustio. Haven't talked to him for a while, but he's a good guy. He's a Republican from Allegheny County, and he is the prime sponsor of a bill in the House. And there's a like bill in the Senate that would legalize video gaming for little neighborhood bars and for truck stops. I didn't know about the truck stops, but it's also the neighborhood bars. This is something that's going on now illegally, and so this is just an opportunity to capture some of that revenue, tax it for the state, and instead of raising our sales taxes and raising our income taxes, right? I'm for that. 115. All right, back with State Representative Mark Mustio, once again, a Republican from Allegheny County. He's the prime sponsor of a bill to legalize video gaming terminals so that those taxes can be paid into the state's treasury instead of raising our sales taxes and our income taxes.
The other benefit, too, Mike, is to the local communities. Right now, where the casinos are located, those host communities benefit. And the county benefits where they are, but none of the other surrounding municipalities do. Under this legislation, where the VGTs are located in those bars, taverns, and clubs and truck stops, those communities will benefit. So you'll see thousands of additional communities benefiting that aren't benefiting from the current setup.
Is there a provision to allow these things that say like volunteer fire departments when they have their bingo nights and things like that?
No, it's only if they have a liquor license. So if the fire department happens to have a liquor license, they'll be able to do that.
Why would you restrict that, though? I mean, wouldn't that make some sense for some of those volunteer organizations like firemen, volunteer fire?
because then that just opens up the question, why don't we do it over here? Why don't we do it there? It's just, it's easier to control when you already have a liquor license that you're doing some background work on.
Okay, maybe you can make sense of this. I'm not sure what this person's talking about, but hopefully you'll know the answer to this. This listener wants to, on Dollar Bankers, the Naxos says, please ask Mr. Mustio why they insist on placing the Pennsylvania skill games in bars and clubs instead of leaving the games people want to play and are used to playing. The skill games are garbage. They need to find a way to allow the now illegal games to be made legal, which is what you're trying to do, by the way, and the vendors currently servicing them to remain in place. I don't know what the person's talking about with the Pennsylvania skill games.
Yeah, unfortunately, I do, because I've been involved in this issue for the last year or so.
All right.
There is a difference between a skill game and a game of chance, like a video gaming terminal.
Okay.
And so we really do need to address that situation. So you've seen recently in Beaver County, and I think also just recently maybe up in Newcastle, some local decisions in court that are saying these games of skill are acceptable, but they haven't been given the go-ahead in law throughout the state, but local, there have been local decisions in court that are authorizing them. So they are a different machine, and they don't have the same type of payout that a BGT would. And then you redeem the ticket.
Okay, so just to be clear here, that in some localities, the games, so-called games of skill, are actually, that pay out real money, if you win, are actually legal.
I don't know that I would use the word legal at this point because there's no law that's authorized it, but there have been some decisions that have said, look, you can't take these machines out. So that's why it needs to be addressed at the state level, honestly. But I think if the VGTs go in, there'll be a lot more demand for those, even though those VGTs, a VGT terminal costs about $15,000, and a game of skill might cost $2,500 to purchase.
So my first thought would be that, and you kind of alluded to this earlier, that some of the casinos, or maybe all the casinos, would be totally against this because they could see money.
There is one casino that was at the press conference in favor because they have vending operations to do this in Illinois.
Well, I was going to ask you about that because
National.
Yeah, because I was thinking, and I was talking again. I was talking to your the communications guy at the Republican Party headquarters there at the House, the House Republican Communications Department, right? And he was saying, he said, we actually did get some support because we were talking about this very briefly this morning. And I said, Representative Mustio and the others did get some support from at least one casino because they have a hand in some of the video machines. I said, well, there's the answer right there. So if there's money to be made there.
In Illinois, they have casinos in Illinois, but they went and purchased a route operator out there once the VGT was legalized.
Okay.
So they have a separate company. So they've diversified, right? They've seen the benefit. They're actually taking a lead on this. Other companies have, like MGM, I think it was MGM, it's either MGM or Caesars, has purchased a very small percentage in another operation.
There you go.
So it's coming, and Penn National is out in front of this. But obviously the casinos, they 100%, I've always said to them, 100% is not enough for them.
Yeah, but a lot of people would, they're not necessarily going to make a trip to the casino to play the video games.
Right.
And video games, by the way, are the big deal now. It's not the old time slot machine. So that, you know, these operations, I think they're fully aware of the fact that if they want to get younger people to come in there and use the machines, which they're not doing now, it's grandma and grandpap for the most part. They got to get more pizzazz in those machines. So it seems to me that they also have to realize that a lot of people are not going to make the trip to the casino. They are going to go to a neighborhood bar or maybe the truck stop, and they'll play a little bit and then move on. Now, I did want to ask you one other thing. One of the things about the, and then we're going to run out of time, son of a gun, goes fast when you're having fun. You know, a lot of people have a sour taste, unfortunately, over the casino gaming, the whole nine yards. Okay, and it's not because they're against gambling. It's because we feel, and I put myself in this place too, that we've been lied to. Governor Rendell sold this idea is that this is going to be the panacea. We're going to eliminate or wipe out pretty much property taxes, and it didn't happen. And most of us don't get more than a pittance of a tax break. So, what do you say to that argument? That criticism?
Well, I say first of all that. When I voted for the slots, there were three of us that voted not to put it towards property taxes.
Okay.
Because we said all it's going to do is, you know, get lost in all the increases we're seeing. And I was one of those three.
And you were one of those three. Okay.
Right. So I agree with you on that. I mean, it's a matter of It never should have been sold that way. It should have just all gone to the general fund, quite honestly.
Okay.
And we use that to subsidize education
and,
that way. Because
and
right
I'm okay
now,
with that. Yeah,
property taxes are increasing, you know, every year. Now, some parts of the state, Mike, see a lot more in property tax relief than we do here. I mean, I think in Moon Township, my guess is probably $150 a year, which is, you know, they don't even notice it because they don't. It's called a homestead exemption on
right.
your bill. It doesn't say slots credit.
And
right?
I think that's what I get. It's about $150 if that. You know,
yeah.
it's ridiculous.
Correct.
And you look at that and you say, well, damn it, you know, Rendell sold this. And he sold us a lie. If he would have simply said, this is going to put more money into the state's coffers, yeah, we like to spend money. I mean, be honest about it. The fact is politicians like to spend money, and they don't like to stop spending money, quite frankly. And the insatiable desire for more tax revenue is what's really driving all of this.
I'd be happy to come in, and if you want to find somebody that's supporting the casino side of this and debate them in your studio on this issue, because it's pretty clear when you look at the numbers of the pilot program in Illinois,
yeah.
what's happened.
Yeah.
It's phenomenal.
Let me look into that. I also like just the general discussion to let people ask questions
sure.
of
whatever.
Our state
it's up
legislators.
To you. If I could meet with you and give you a little more information, it might enable you to kind of tailor the right the kind of way you set up the program. But I would expect if we get this done by July 1st, we'll have $100 million in the state coffers for the 17-18 budget year, and then once fully implemented, $400 million.
And that's
a lot of money.
And as we end the thing, and then we're going to discuss how to implement recreational marijuana and tax the hell out of that. But that's,
I'm probably a no on that. But I went to Colorado.
Well, I'm not going
to
give up on that. All right, thanks, State Representative
right.
Mark Mustio. Good talking with you. Take care.
Bye.
All right, 125 now on KDKA.